Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Motherfuckers, it's Vince in the motherfucking bay. Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Big Titty Tuesday, December 4th, 2012. And we are here to celebrate large breasts, breastuses, however you want to call it. I've got some fantastical musical selections, and yeah, again, I'm disturbed by distracted by the chat room. It's time to say hello to the early chit chatters: Blitzy, Crypt Keeper, Cyber War News, Dougie Doug, GU357. Hammurabi's Code, Nikki Smokes a Lot, Porn Star from the Moon, Saul Goodman, Sexy Mojo. Wow. There is, talk about an old friend of the show. My God. My goodness, Sexy Mojo in the building. It's been too long, sister. I really miss you and your voice, your sexy little voice. I've seriously missed you, Sexy Mojo. I'm very happy to see you listening. If you can join us on the air, that'd be great. If not, sit back, relax. We're going to celebrate tits tonight. And feel free to play with yours throughout the show. Same with Worth of the World. Feel free to play with her boobies during the show. X you out. You are also welcome to play with your boobies throughout the show as well. Oh, man. So, yeah. Last night's broadcast, I was talking about how I got suspended from Twitter. The suspension was lifted this morning. I woke up to my Twitter account being reinstated. I want to thank everybody for your solidarity, your kind words. I saw everything. That was what was cool about being suspended is I could see my at replies still, and there's a lot of love out there, and I thank you for that. I really do, from the bottom of my heart. And there was a way to make love to each and every one of you individually, I would. But instead, I'm doing the show, and I'm just going to be a group thing. Unless you want to call in, and we can go in the green room and take care of some business, you know what I'm saying? Okie doke. So, before I go, I got a few callers on the board. I'm gonna take those calls in a minute. I want to, you know, I feel like I have this request that Mercedes sent me the other day, and I didn't think she was listening last night, so I didn't play it. And I'm not sure if she's listening tonight, but I'm going to play it. I might wait. Actually, you know what? I'm going to wait a little bit, make sure I can confirm she's listening, because I hate it when I play, people request shit, I play it, and they don't hear me play it. It's like a waste. So instead, why don't we get started off here with a little song called 99 Words for Boobs. That's right, 99 Words for Boobs. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, we're celebrating Big Titty Tuesday with Vince in the Bay.
Jugs and orbs and darts and gourds, Elmer Fudds and bouncing Buddhas, sweater stretchers, lung protectors, beach umbrellas, frost detectors, Scooby snacks and snake eyes dice, Jell-O molds and high beam lights. Every day I probably use 99 words for boobs. Humpty dumplings, hearty boys, double lattes, ode to joys, Hooters, Shooters, physics tutors, Bobsy twins and ball commuters, double UMDs, MREs and DFBs, Snow White dwarfs, Picasso's cubes, 99 words for boobs. Gerbers, servers, holy grails, whoopee cushions, humpback whales, flying saucers, traffic stoppers, super big gulps, double whoppers, pillows, donzalillos, soft serve cones and armadillos, pimped out hubcaps, inner tubes, 99 words for boobs. Oh.
midget earmuffs, warming globes, strobes and probes and frontal lobes, knockers, honkers, knickerbonkers, smurfs and screaming yellow donkers, pennies, cannons, Mr. Biggs, big bad wolves and porky pigs, jogging partners, sailing noobs, 99 words for boobs. Two-point jumpers, Bambi thumpers, rubber baby buggy bumpers, rutabagas, Kai Omegas, swag the showgirl show in Vegas, Congo bongos, bowling pins, fast pitch softball, Siamese twins, your claims I'm breast obsessed are true. We're quite a pair, cause I'm a boob.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vince in the Bay, back for another edition of Disorderly Conduct, and it's Big Titty Tuesday. I would like to encourage folks, especially ladies who are well endowed, to call into the show. We can talk about anything related to boobies, tits, fun bags, you know, any of that stuff. But we don't have to talk about that. I mean, last time I did this Big Titty Tuesday, we did everything but talk about tits. So we can, you know, if there's something on your mind, feel free to share. But if possible, keep it booby, titty, breast related. Thank you. Appreciate that. Also appreciate all the folks who have since joined the chat room. I'm talking about Asshurt MacFags, Big Bill, Blitzy, City of Flint, Crypt Keeper, Cyber War News, Dougie Dougie, GU357. Oh, I guess that spells guest in Leet. In Leet language, in Leet code or whatever. Guest. Got it. He must be a elite hacker, as they say. Hammurabi's code in the house. Hammurabi's code. He's also on the phone line. I'm going to bring him up. Bring him on in a second. I eat cake in the building. Norwalk, welcome to the show. Nikki smokes a lot. Saul, if you don't like the shout-outs, and first of all, they're not shout-outs. They're big ups, okay? So get it right. And it's not 80%. It's more like 65, okay? Don't exaggerate. Or else I won't put you on the show, dude. Seriously. Stop hating in the Bay. Porn star from the moon is in the chat room. Saul Goodman in the building. Sexy Mojo. It's been so long since I've seen Sexy Mojo in the chat. That is awesome. Vert in the house. Vert, what's going on? Also, Worth of the World in the building. Worth of the World, thank you so much. I saw that you tweeted the show. Appreciate that. And so far, so good as far as Niggers in Paris. the niggers in Paris or niggers from Paris, whoever that dude is, he was mad at you one day. And I really apologize that you had to withstand that. But I'm glad you're back. What are you talking about? Astrid McFags is talking some smack here in the chat. She says, God bleep big ups, taking the Lord's name in vain. I love Vince's sighs of disdain. Okay. Dude hates everything that happens ever. Yeah, you know, I really can't argue with you on the last one. Yeah, everything sucks. Dougie Doug asks, did you ever put Did you ever put censorship in this show, Vincent? I've never had, I don't know what that means exactly. Did I ever use censorship as a topic? It's probably come up a few times, but as far as my show, as far as censorship on my show, yes, absolutely. This is a no free speech zone, okay? You are not entitled to free speech in here, okay? Your free speech ends when you enter that chat room and start. It's not just you, Saul Goodman. I censor anybody who drops docs in my chat room. You will be penalized if you drop docs directly in the chat room. Saul, that's old docs. Everybody already knows my name. And I'd love you to pronounce my last name, actually. Hey, Saul, how do you pronounce my last name?
Cache.
Nope.
Cocky.
Nope.
Oh, well.
You're obviously not Italian or familiar with the Italian language. Let's go to Hammurabi's Code. Hammurabi, what's going on, dude?
Oh, not an awful lot, Vince. Last night after your show, I was hanging out in Tiny Chat, and our good buddy Gatsu done fucked up and trusted Manycam, and in particular the green wireframe effect, which, I mean, anybody who's fucked around with Manycam for more than half an hour knows that you just don't do that. You got to stack your effects. And so we got some really good screenshots of them. In fact, I made my Twitter avi, one of the ones we got last night. I'm really hoping Gatsu and his super hot animatronic girlfriend call in, and we can discuss all this, because he's pretty mad about it.
Does he have moobs?
No, he's a skinny guy with a penis that resembles a button wearing a fur coat.
Okay. Let's see if he's on the line. We got another caller here. Who knows? Caller, unscreened, block number. You're on the air. Who's this?
You have got your wish. It's DB Cooper.
Oh,
hello, DB Cooper. How are you doing this evening, my dear?
Well, that's an awful waffle.
An awful waffle?
Yeah, we're getting some awful audio is what we're getting. DB Cooper, welcome to the show. What size bra do you wear?
Why do you care?
The show is called Big Titty Tuesday, so we're just curious.
34G.
Say that again?
34G.
34G? G.
Yep.
Wow.
They don't look like a G from the pics we got. She's going to have to prove that shit.
Well, you can ask several people, including Gatsu, but
yeah, I totally trust Gatsu. He's doxed everybody in 10 minutes, but provided nothing in return for that. And on top of that, we do have a picture of your tits from Tiny Chat. and I'm pretty certain you're rocking a C cup with a push-up bra.
I wasn't wearing a bra when I was on Tiny Chat, and that's why I was from the chest up. Well, above my boobs up. But yeah. Well,
and those things probably sag like a mofo, right? If they're natural.
They're natural.
Yeah, so they sagged out of the frame entirely. So you can see how big they were.
I gotta see that gut.
What, my gut?
Here, talk about my tits, really.
I got pics of my gut. I can hook you up. I know who I can hook you up with pics of my gut. Wow.
I don't want to see pics of your gut, her gut, dude.
They're out there, by the way. They're out there. Just saying. See if you can find them. Oh yeah, my butt's on the internet too. I can't believe you assholes haven't found my butt yet. At least that's the one thing the BDOWC at least did. They did their research. They found my butt.
Oh, so you found my docs. Could you please tell me what my telephone number is?
No. You don't understand. They cannot say it. They cannot say it in the chat room exactly. If they want to call in and talk to me in the green room and verify, that's fine. I just did a disclaimer saying that I don't want people pasting docs. I mean, if they want to paste a link to a paste pin or something, I think that's okay. I got in trouble on Twitter for doing that. I didn't understand that was their policy. To be honest, I don't know what BTR's policy is, but I'm going to just play it safe and say don't put in personal information of other people or yourself in the case of Goofy Bone. In my chat room, it's not that interesting. If you know somebody's docs, look them up and jack off to it on your own time. But if you must put it out there, and I can't stop you from putting a pastebin link, okay? And I can't stop anybody from putting any links in there like that. I don't even know what that is. I mean, like, I wouldn't even encourage anybody to click on Hammurabi's link right there, because God knows what kind of spam or malware could be hidden underneath that link. So I have to always remind people with a disclaimer that I do not approve or give any legitimacy to any links that are posted in this chat room. I cannot guarantee you're not going to hit a malicious link in this chat room. So there's your disclaimer, all right? Anyways, you kids were talking?
Well, I went ahead and posted my docs on Twitter for them if they checked my Twitter.
Dude, trolls are lazy these days, to be honest.
I know. I went ahead and posted it for them. I mean, because they already told me they live in Wichita, Kansas. So I went ahead and posted my shit.
Yeah, but we already knew you're in Kansas. And I mean, listening to you speak certainly doesn't dispel that. But
really?
I did go ahead and let you guys know kind of what's going on. I mean, at least you know that. You really don't you don't go into IRC and talk shit about Schmoop and Docspin and expect nothing's gonna come of it. I mean, that
well,
was.
I mean, we'll have us have a little dinner and everything, and sit down and talk about it.
I would love that, but there's one stipulation: if you've truly got 34 G's, those are out during dinner.
Of course, show up to my house.
Winning.
And I will serve. Topless, of course.
Awesome, and I guess that means you can't really shoot me because I was invited. So I'm all over that shit.
Guest in the chat room
says,
can't wrestle an idea. Guest in the chat room says, you can't wrestle an idea. I love that. That's a great quote. It's going to go on the VITB chat quotes right there. Remind me about that one. Anyways, continue.
But yeah, they said they had my phone number, and I asked them to call me, but they never did.
Let me ask you this. What are you going to make me for dinner?
I will make you my famous fried pickles.
I knew it was going to be something fried. I was thinking it would be either chicken fried chicken or chicken fried steak.
I'm from Texas, hon.
You're from Texas?
I'm not from Texas.
Right, you're from Kansas.
But you pay taxes,
fried steak
right?
Is pretty much right on point.
Mm.
Maybe a pot roast?
never made pot roast.
I have.
You don't really, you're not much of a cooker, are you?
Oh, I am.
All right, they are in the chat room. In the green room. I've been in the chat room. And so they're going to work things out in the green room. While they're doing that, I'm going to bring Saul back on. And Saul, what do you think? Was that boring the balls off you or not?
Yeah, that was definitely boring the balls off me. Like, if I was really interested in her dogs, like, I just wouldn't be. I don't care about fat bimbos anymore.
I do. I love fat bimbos. I'll take it wherever I can get it. I don't care. I have no shame. Anyway, if you want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity, give us a call, 347-826-7667. Asshurt MacFags, why do you keep calling me Vunce or Vaunce? If you don't care who I am, why are... She just, a second ago, I think she's bipolar or schizophrenic or something, because she goes from saying nobody cares about you, Vince, to like, playing, you know, doing variations on my name to make fun of me. Like, that's like mixed signals. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think she wants your cock.
Yeah. And I already told her I wasn't interested. She sent me some pics of her ass.
She sent me some pics of her ass,
and I was like, no, thanks.
Well, it's not Big Ass Tuesday.
No, she doesn't have a big ass. Ass hurt MacFags? No, she's got a small, tight little ass. I mean, you'd love it, actually.
That's the worst. No, I wouldn't. I love big, fat Mexican asses.
She's not Mexican. She's...
I know. That's why I think I wouldn't mug her out.
Right. Okay. I think I'm going to check back in with Hammurabi and D.V. Cooper. Let's see where they're at.
That's a little much. That's, in fact, I got with a chick with J's, and I'll be honest, I didn't think there was an actual limit on, you know, like, there can be tits that are too fucking big. I'm here to tell you tonight, right now, there is, and I found it, and it's a J-cup, and it looked like a goddamn roadmap. Those titties... is unbelievable. And even that chick's tits, no CD size nipples. I'm calling bullshit.
Sand dollar, at least. Sand dollar.
Definitely sand dollar. Maybe up to a saucer plate.
How is a saucer any smaller than a CD?
Isn't that insane when you have like these areola that take up half the tit? It's so
weird.
Shit.
Creeps me the fuck out.
I like that.
Ew.
No. I'm not
down with that.
I'm pretty good at sand dollar, though. I mean, shit. Now, do you have those disturbingly small nipples for giant tits, or are they, like, proportionate to the rest of your breast?
Ask Gatsu that one.
Could you please turn down your radio in the back? We're getting some feedback, or put some headphones on, something, somebody, please, for the love of God. I'm trying to do a legitimate, high-quality broadcast right now, and I'm getting a lot of reverb and feedback, so if whoever that is could do something about that, that'd be great.
It's not me. I've been real good about self-muting since you went all socialist on me about it.
Yeah, Gats had logged in for a second, and his speakers weren't muted.
Okay.
Well, there we go.
Fine, we're good. I don't hear it anymore, so it's not a... It's the point is mute.
Moot.
Moot, I mean, not mute. Or woot. Yeah, woot.
Oh, point is...
Oh, my God, D.V. Cooper, you are Patriot Gregging like a mofo.
I'm what?
That means your audio is cutting in and out. Like, are you like stealing Wi-Fi from your neighbor and tunneling through like 27 VPNs and what? over 9,000 proxies on top of that. What's going on?
A burner phone.
You're on a what?
Fisher phone.
A Fisher Price phone?
Sure, let's look at that.
Patriot Greg.
I'm sorry, is it just me or is her audio cutting it out?
Hmm.
Amber Robbie, help me here.
Oh, no. See, they use new proxies, which suck, and they all start with 66 dot. I don't know how they're routing here, but it's bound to have like an 800 millisecond delay. So I guess you just kind of got to deal with an ATM. They could call in from a phone if they really wanted, but some people don't want to do that.
I'm calling in from a phone. It's an AT&T burner SIM card.
Tell them that.
Oh, hell yeah. AT&T burners. That's so legit.
Hey, I'm not going to argue with a free phone.
Hey, I wouldn't either.
Is that an Obama phone? Did Obama give that to you? I have no idea what she said. It was completely...
I know. It's Trailer Park Solar Center. It's terrible.
We're getting some sort of like feedback loop, and it's I wish I was on acid or something, because that way I could enjoy it.
Well, I'm gonna hop off and eat my food that I walked
Thank
a mile.
God. Like, you need any more food, you fat bitch?
Who's this?
Oh, that's Saul. Psychic Saul.
Mm. Okay, well,
Stop.
I'm going to eat.
You really should reconsider that.
Well, we appreciate you participating in Big Titty Tuesday, and hope you'll join us again sometime soon.
So we haven't met, but I love you.
Peace, I'm out.
Peace out, yo. Speaking of peace outing, we're going to take a little peace out here. Grab your piece or grab a piece of whatever you want, and... we got to get to some more music here. What am I going to do here? We already did 99 words for boobs. How about now we do... Oh, let's do the titty song. How about that? The titty song. Do, do, do. I know the titty song is here somewhere.
Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
All right, here we go. The titty song. Enjoy, kids.
Damn, take a look at those breasts. I've seen a lot before, but those are as good as tits can get. That they're the best I've seen. I'd like to pull my penis out and put it right in between. I love your fucking titties, cause they're big and round. I'm glad you wore that shirt, because they pop right out. I don't care if they're not real, let me cop a feel. God damn, those things are fucking huge. I'd like to moisturize them every night with my personal spooge. So please, let me give them a kiss. Just let me put my face right up against them and go like this. Let me cop a feel, goddamn.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
It's VITB back up in this. Big ups to Saul Goodman and D.B. Cooper for dropping in. That was fun. If anybody else, any other ladies want to join us, it's just Hammurabi and I right now. If you want to get in on this, the lines are wide open.
What happened to Saul?
I think he got bored and he left. I don't know. He just bailed.
Lame.
That's cool. No worries. I'm hearing an echo from you now. It was you, dude. You're the only one on the line right now.
I'm self-muted, bro. So I think maybe it's you.
Yeah, but no. Just keep your line open and don't talk, okay?
All right, do it.
No, you muted. I heard you mute. You have to unmute yourself.
Dude, I'm not muting. I promise you.
You just muted because I can hear. We can hear the background noise.
How would you hear me mute?
Because there's a shit ton of white noise behind your ass when you talk, and then when you stop talking, turn your shit off, it's gone.
Not muted right there, am I?
I know.
I'm going to murder you, Vince.
Just don't say anything. Listen, just leave your mic open like you have it. Oh, he cut it off. There it is. Tell me there's not an echo, folks. Tell me there's not. If there's an echo, press 1 in the chat. If there's not an echo, press 2. We're taking an audio. We're doing an audio test poll. Press 1 if there's an echo. Press 2 if there's not. When Hammurabi opens his mic. Blitzy says 1. Blitzy's probably the only one really paying attention anyway, so I think what he says goes.
I'll let you know, Cyberwar News. I do not play through speakers when I call in. I've just got a... wicked awesome Plantronics, like $20 headset microphone setup. Probably should get upgraded here pretty quick.
Glad to hear it. Okay, we got callers now. Let's see. I think we might have Assert on the line. Go ahead, Assert. Is that you?
Yo, what's happening?
Oh, nothing. Just doing the boob show on Big Titty Tuesday.
Fabulous.
We already know
awesome.
Your size. Let me guess. Let me see if I can remember. You are 34C?
Correct. Very good.
I knew it.
Yeah, I mean, they're proportional. They're not huge. They're nice. Good handle.
Actually, you know what? I've seen you dance. I saw a picture of you dancing with your grandmother. You're doing just fine.
Yeah.
You're doing good.
Yeah, my grandma's awesome. So my boobs.
Yes. Excellent. So what's on
can
your
we
mind
get,
tonight?
Can we get big ups to Esther, Fitz, and Grandma?
Wait, hang on a second. What'd you say, Hammurabi? What?
I said you don't want to give big ups to Esther, Tits, and her grandma?
Absolutely. I thought I was kind of, you know, spotlighting them by talking about them in the first place. But yeah, sure, I'll do it. Big ups to Asshurt's boobies and her grandmother and her boobies.
Awesome.
For them.
Good. My grandma, yeah, she had breast cancer a couple years ago. So
yeah.
Big ups to her boobies.
She survived.
Yep, she survived. She's pretty awesome. She's a fighter.
Sweet. So what else is going on?
Not much besides getting, like, sued for some internet shit. Yeah, apparently I'm getting sued.
Has somebody served you papers?
Not yet, but...
But you know it's going to happen.
She's, like, filing an FBI complaint. I don't know. I can't really talk about it. My lawyer advised me not to, so...
Okay, then don't even bring it up, then.
But no, I have to, because it's funny.
So, this could be your last appearance on the show for a while.
I doubt it. I'm actually probably going to call it Bill, and...
Oh, sweet, yes.
I'm going to win out big with some fucking G-Gold, you know?
Dude, then you got to throw a huge Russell League bash.
Oh, my God.
Rent out the Luxor in Vegas.
Russell League bash, yeah. We're going to go to Vegas, do something crazy.
Just totally rent out the entire Luxor in Vegas. And it's just Russell League only.
Oh. Paid with Jew gold.
Yep.
It's going to be fan-fucking-tastic.
Dude, absolutely. We'll broadcast every night, and Big Titty Tuesday will bring on a whole new meaning next button, you know, when that happens.
Well, if we're going to do Big Titty Tuesday in Vegas, it's got to be a video stream. So you're going to have to, like, sign up for that.
Yeah, and we're going to have to hire lots and lots of dancers.
Okay.
Yeah, strippers. Adult entertainment.
Dude, Mercedes lives in Vegas.
We'll
can get her to do it.
We're
totally going to be there. You totally have to invite Mercedes. That'd be
absolutely
awesome. Yeah.
Everyone's invited. Huge, you know, I have no enemies.
Huge orgy.
I only have friends because friendship is magic.
Hey, look, don't try to slip in your propaganda, all right? Your Zionist grump propaganda. I know what you guys are up to.
I got you, fuckers. I got you.
All right, let's take
dude,
one call.
All right, so the bronies, they're going to...
Yeah,
we found this out yesterday. They're, ever since the GNAA got into that Tumblr worm last night, or yesterday, the bronies are flipping out because the GNAA is, like, all over their shit. And so... We were reading on, like, their, like, Reddit pages, like, their clop porn, and, like, which is, like, brony porn, essentially, you know? And...
That's what Geist is into. That's disgusting.
I know. Sorry, I love Geist.
Geist is a bro, though.
No, he told me he was a clop.
Yeah.
We overlook Geist's broniness because... I mean, if Anonymous gets to be hypocritical, so do we. Fuck it.
Well, how do you explain Viz? You actually have Anonymous members in your fucking league. Isn't Viz in there?
What does it tell you when members of other crews want to join Russell League?
I know.
I mean, it's pretty much all you need to know right there.
You guys are basically, you know, ReaperSec and you guys are basically cross-pollinating.
Yeah. We've cross-pollinated with a lot of groups, and, you know, we do a lot of stuff behind the scenes that no one really knows about. We're kind of the gatekeepers of the internet, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, it's all good. But anyways, back to the bronies on Reddit. They were like, hey, we should move all of our brony porn onto a Tor Secret Service. Darknet. I don't know, it was just fucking hilarious. Like, we're forcing the bronies onto the dark web and fucking... Yeah, we were talking about setting up a our own Tor hidden service for bronies and just destroying it from the inside out. Should be fucking hilarious. But I just popped the troll now. Fuck. I just told everyone the secret.
Yeah, cat's out of the, or bronies, ponies out of the bag now. All right, let's take a call, shall we? Okay, caller, you've been waiting patiently. Who is this? You're on the air.
Shadow DXS.
Perfect. What's going on, dude?
Titties.
What?
Titties.
Your titties?
It's big titty titty. Blah, blah, blah. I can't even fucking say it. I got big old boobies, and I want to
Yeah, I know. I know. You got, you're representing moobs. You got, you are.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Moobs, caller. Moobs are, yeah, they're technically
a little hairy, but, you know, they're still boobs.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong. You know, big titties can be hairy. It's fine. We don't discriminate. As long as they're big, you're accepted.
And I got big old pancake
so
up there, too.
So
you,
gross.
You bad there? Assert?
No, I'm not mad. I'm kind of going over some legal documents because I'm in a very, very important litigation here.
Right, so important that you found time to call Vince in the Bay.
Totally yeah, and finish a bottle of wine as well, you know?
Right. Barrett Brown style, right? Just take a picture of you in the bathtub and you're all straight.
You know what? That's not a bad idea.
I'm pretty sure the internet would love it. Please wear a bra. I don't want to see your surgery scars.
Why would I wear a bra into the bathtub?
Because it's classy. I mean, come on, Barrett had his underwear on when he was in the bathtub. Or the swimming trunks. Either way, something covering his private areas.
But I'm gonna have a bowl bath, so I'm not going to wear a bra. I'm just going to have bubbles over my nipples.
Of course.
Of course.
Stay classy.
That's the only classy way to do a bathtub shot.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me still?
Maybe.
No.
No.
Hey, Ruby Sexy Candy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What's going on, baby doll? How are you doing?
Nothing, horse.
You sound fine to me. Can you guys hear her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. This is Ruby Sexy Candy, everybody.
No.
Welcome to the show, Ruby. Tonight's show is called Big Titty Tuesday. And so we need to know, what size are your boobies?
30. Really? You want to know?
Absolutely.
It is a 36B.
36B. It's a nice handful. I know, because I've seen her holding them. They're nice.
Yeah, I wonder how big my boobs
just
are. They're about like a handful and a half per tit here.
They're not as big as Shadow. They're not as big as Shadow's, but they're perky. I like them.
Hey, I've been losing a little bit of weight. They're starting to perk up a little bit, man. But they're still kind of oozing over the sides.
That's disgusting, dude. I thank you for that image.
Hey, I got to help you sleep, man.
Right. So, Ruby, I want to ask you, being a woman who enjoys women, what are your favorite kind of breasts to play with? Like, what big ones, small ones, medium, does it matter? What is your preference?
Small ones, like a big nipple.
like a nipple that like covers like half of the boob though, like that big? Like,
no, that's too big.
Thank you.
Okay,
so heavy.
Well, that's more areola. You just want a nice.
Yeah, I don't want the areola. I just want the nipple. You know. Like.
Yeah, like a nice hard eraser.
Ruby, are you black?
What?
I'm mixed.
Okay, I kind of figured.
Are you Googling women up on the internet there every time they come up on the show?
No, I just can tell by your voice.
Racist.
Well, he knows. She was on the show before, and he follows her on Twitter. He knows what's up. He's just being stupid. I don't know why.
I definitely don't follow her on Twitter.
You do now.
Somebody did.
It wasn't me.
Echo. You hear an echo, people?
Yeah, I do. Whenever him or Robbie talks.
Yep.
Jesus Christ, every time Shadow gets on the line, and you're going to be like, it must be Hammurabi.
It's
got to be that guy. It's either White Noise, or it's Echoes, or Bull.
All right, he's muted. It was literally just Hammurabi and I, and that was it. There was nobody on the switchboard, and the audience heard it for themselves. Every time he opened his mic and left it open and didn't talk, and then I talked, there was an echo effect. And
yeah.
He just cannot accept that. You know what? You know, he's supposed to be elite and all this shit, and he can't even get his audio straight. Like, what kind of tech?
When did he say he was elite?
That. I mean, you're supposed to be tech.
Whoever said he was tech savvy?
Oh, and now he, this is his reaction. He automatically just lashes out and threatens me. This
For
is not the first time
the
he threatens calf biting and fisting. And he wants to shove my own fist up my ass, is what he said. And he screen capped it. I screen capped it. Everybody's seen it. It's really explicit. He's lucky I even let him on the fucking show at all.
Well, he's on almost every single show that you do, just going up a motherfucker.
I just can't believe
it. He's rude.
Yeah, no manners at all.
Might as well become a co-host.
He must have a huge penis and know how to use it, because that's got to be the only way he gets chicks, because he's a fucking dick.
Just kind of stands there.
He's probably good looking and great at sex. That's the only thing that explains why he's such a dick.
See, it's always the cute ones that got a fucked up attitude.
Yeah, because they can get away with it.
Yeah.
I'm not cute, but I got a fucked up
Thank
attitude.
Thank God I got my black girl voice on today.
you sound a little horse-ish there.
I am, because I went to a football game.
So you're
what, did you suck them all off?
Yeah, it's off. I get it. Oh, we caught you at a bad time then. That sucks. Tea.
Some
hot tea with lemon and honey.
That's what I'm drinking right now. That's what I'm drinking right now with some cram.
Excellent. I love it. All right, hey, let's take another call here. We got somebody else that's been waiting very patiently. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, hi. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hello, this is Chief.
What? Who are you looking for? You sure you got the right number?
I don't know. This is Chief?
Chief.
Came before Goofy Bones.
No, it's not Goofy Bone. And everybody always says that, too.
Mr. Cheese.
You're Mr. Cheese?
Mr. Cheese.
Mr. Cheese. Okay, we've got Mr. Cheese on the panel now. Great.
And what's your shtick, Mr. Cheese?
My shtick?
I think we just experienced his shtick.
I wanted to see if there was more.
I don't know. Okay.
I just had a question for you.
I had
a question.
Yeah.
I was hoping I could pee in your butt.
It's $10. It's $10 to pee in my butt.
$10. Shadow will do it for $10. There you go.
Yeah.
You guys want to get exchange information off the air?
Do I take Bitcoin? No, I only take PayPal and Google Wallet.
Okay, I'll pay you right now, okay?
Okay.
Can I have your PayPal address, please?
My PayPal address? Sure. It's shadowdxs@gmail.com.
Okay.
If I actually get $10, I'm going to laugh.
All right. Thank you, Cheese. Is there anything else?
I had a question. My name is Mr. Cheese.
Mr. Cheese, yes.
Now, you have AIDS?
Who, me?
No, Shadow.
Well, I have AIDS, yes. I contracted it from Barrett Brown. So it's a very strong, potent form of AIDS.
What kind of AIDS is it?
Nigger AIDS. Very serious business.
Is it AIDS of the mind?
Pretty much, yeah. It's a degenerative problem. You know, just kind of slowly eats away.
My name is Mr. Cheese.
Yeah, you know what? I agree with the fire dog in there. Where is Schmoop when you need him?
Right.
All right. Mr. What's his name again? Mr. Fire? Mr. What? Oh, we
Mr.
lost
Cheese.
Ruby. Mr. Cheese. Okay. Did we lose Ruby Sexy Candy? Are you still there, Ruby? Yeah, we lost Ruby. Oh, well.
Oh, that's right. I said the word nigger. My bad.
I didn't even notice. You did?
Yeah, nigger AIDS. Wow.
It might have been a coincidence. She was actually on here with Schmoop, and Schmoop was giving her the treatment, and she was just going with it. She didn't care.
You mean like back of the bus treatment, or you're like kind of like Jews and Hitler treatment?
I guess a mixture of the two. I don't know.
Nice. Very nice.
I don't know. You'll have to check the archives. It was like, I don't know, last week.
Or as Azert would say, quashy. Speaking of which, she's still on.
Yeah, she's here.
Yeah, I'm still here.
I think she's multitasking. Either that or she's fapping to the sound of my voice.
She's not a real woman. She can't multitask. That's rule fucking one of genetics. Men cannot multitask. I don't care what kind of hormones you take.
No, but I'm 100% female, though, so...
Okay. Do you still have a dangly thing between your legs?
No, of course not. I never did.
I don't buy that at all.
You guys believe me that whole time?
What, that you're a trap?
Dude, huh? I just found out today that she was a troll. I had no idea.
You didn't see the transition pictures of when, you know, she started off as a dude?
I did. I saw that. Has nothing to do with her being a tranny. It's the fact that she was a troll. It doesn't matter what sexual orientation.
Are you serious? You just now found that out?
Yeah, dude. I thought she was sort of like the straight woman for the crew.
No.
I was a good troll. I didn't realize it this whole time.
See, I've been trolling on every single show I've been on here.
Absolutely. I mean, she...
Pretty
I mean,
much
whole,
everything I say is bullshit.
Like, I mean, the whole, her supporting, what's the fuck's his name? Commander Fuckwad, Commander X. That shit
yeah,
was
that
hilarious
was
as fuck. I had to mute myself just to stop the fucking laughter.
I knocked some guy.
Vince is trolling us right now.
I knocked some
Remember
some
when
guy.
I said the only...
I can't even talk on my own goddamn
real
show.
Real hackers don't dox. And fucking Mercedes got, like, super pissed.
Well, yeah,
that
because she basically just said she wasn't a hacker. I mean, that's all
she
pretty much can do. Google search.
She basically got indicted for cheerleading.
Yeah. I mean, at least Commander X attacked the website. Conspiracy to commit DDoS. Please.
Well,
me and Morbus are planning on doing come next DEF CON. Now that's conspiracy.
Hey guys, I'm doing an interview really quick.
While you're on a radio show.
A different medium. So I'm gonna go on speakerphone.
Oh dear Jesus Christ.
What does that mean?
Hey Vince, do you got any more callers?
No, but do you want some reverb? Added to the show?
Sure, why not? I love hearing myself talk.
Okay, here, Hammurabi's code is back.
What's up, Hammurabi? Unmute yourself.
Not a lot, just enjoying this Bajas 93 font I got going on.
Yeah, impressive. Hot pink, that's great. We are in accepting anonymous questions, of course, as always. I got an anonymous question here for Shadow. This one says, does he have the Simba strain of AIDS? The Simba strain of
AIDS. Okay. Those of you may not find that very funny. I got a bit of a backstory to tell about the whole Simba thing.
Yeah.
I used to have a fiance about 6 months back. She was an annoying fat cunt. Everybody at DEF CON met her, didn't like her. Anyways, I was fingering her a little bit one day. She came, took my fingers out, and spread it across her forehead and goes, Simba. And that's where that thing came from. So, yes, Mr. Anonymous question, I do have Simba AIDS. Thank you.
There you go. Again, folks, accepting anonymous questions throughout the program. This is it's been a tradition. I have, you know, people do it every once in a while. When I had the flawless crew was infesting my show, the whole show would be anonymous questions. They seriously, like, everybody in the chat room will be sending me anonymous questions. So feel free, if you're listening and you're shy, you're bashful, you want to interact with the panel, just personal message me. I don't know if you know how to do that or not, but you just click on my name. And then you click on where it says private, boom, PM, baby. And then you can PM me your anonymous messages. And there used to be a way that I could read all the PMs, but they found the zero day. So now I can't see your PMs anymore. I used to be able to.
But yeah, man. I'm up for answering some random ass questions from the audience.
Cool.
What about you there, Hammurabi?
What's
okay,
up?
Okay, I got another anonymous question for you, Shadow. This one says, does Shadow love Norwalk?
The Shadow of Norwalk. Is that bitch with the fucked up teeth from last night's Tiny Chat?
I have no idea, dude. I wasn't in Tiny Chat. I don't go to... I don't.
Oh, that's
I don't
right. I keep forgetting you're not one of the cool kids. My bad, homie.
Every time I go into Tiny Chat, somebody pulls my IP and lasers me, and it pisses me off. So I'm just done.
Well,
with
hey,
it.
I mean, like the last time you went there, someone threw up.
Dude, I know that it's exploitable. It's happened to me before. The bronies nailed me once on it, and. You know, Anonymous nailed me once on it too, and I hate that. That's just so stupid. And you typically
well,
these tiny chats are retarded. Usually these tiny chats are completely retarded anyways, because it's usually just some guy, you know, with his shirt off, you know, banging his head to some music, you know, while other people are typing in the chat.
And
there's somebody that plays some random music video on YouTube that nobody wants to hear. It's just totally annoying. It's like you're at the mercy of this person that just posts all these videos randomly, and you know you're supposed to want it. I mean, I know you can mute it and stuff, but is everybody muting it? You don't know. It's chaos. It's,
right.
And it's horrible. It's just it's everything that's wrong about the internet. Okay, you know you can go face to face. You can talk. You can chat. You can steal each other's IPs. It's disgusting. It's like the naked underbelly of the internet. I want
I'm
no
not
part.
Sure, Vince, but I think you has a mad, bro.
Absolutely not. Did
Over
you say you love Norwalk?
Yeah.
Did you answer the question yet?
I don't actually know who this Norwalk person is.
Don't know
is,
who
so
Norwalk is, and you, so therefore you don't love him or her
yeah.
or it.
I don't care
okay.
what it is. I don't love it.
Moving
I love
on.
Many things. You're not tacos or Reese Cups, man.
Dude,
I have an
had...
anonymous question
Go
for
ahead.
Shadow DXS.
Go
it's a very it. Anonymous question. Can you share some of the secrets to your Juggalo magic, please?
Actually, I can. What do you want to know specifically? I mean, you must have seen something. This anonymous person that is. Something caught your eye. Or
no, they were pretty general about it. They want to know all your Juggalo secrets.
I can't actually reveal them all. However, if you go and pirate all of the Joker cards from the Insane Clown Posse, you can learn a lot about it.
Are you fucking kidding? There's Juggalo cards?
No, Joker cards. There's six of them in the first hand. So far, there's two in the second hand.
Okay, any, like, over 9,000 paladins, or what do we got going on here?
What, to download the Joker cards?
Oh, my God, now I got to download something?
Yeah, dude, or you can just watch it on fucking YouTube. Quit being a whiny little bitch.
Oh, my God, I got to type in YouTube into my address bar?
Well, what do you want me to hold your fucking hand and guide you through the internet on my magical surfboard?
Hey, you guys. Hey, guys, hang on a second. Mr. Cheese is back. What is it, Mr. Cheese? Mr. Cheese, are you there?
Gatsu, fucking talk.
Is that who Mr. Cheese is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Cheese.
Hi, Gatsu. What's up, bro?
Mr. Cheese.
Yeah, what's up?
Hello.
Hi.
Right. Hello.
Mr. Cheese,
hi.
Can you please get to the point?
Hello,
Mr. Cheese, will you get to the point, please?
I love you, Shadow, and I want to pee in your butt.
Okay. Did you give him my $10?
Yes, I did. I just sent it to you, courtesy of the FBI.
Courtesy of the FBI. Not the FBI, but the FPI. Okay.
Yes.
Cool. I'm down with that.
Yes.
Okay, well, when I get the notification that says that I've received the $10, you can come pee in my butt, bro.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Okay,
right.
Bye.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Cheese, appreciate the call. If you want to join us, the number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bay. We're celebrating Big Titty Tuesday. We're hoping to get some more. Yeah, we've got Shadow DXS, who has the largest moves in the chat room or on air. So congratulations to him.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we have plenty of ladies in the chat room. Thank you so much for joining us. We
do
are
not
going...
say assert MacFags is a lady.
Did I?
Do not say it.
I didn't.
Not yet.
Okay, probably not.
Jason.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
So much better than now that you're back.
Assert MacFags is the hottest
like...
chick ever.
One at a time, please.
Huh?
No. Go ahead, Matt. Ask her. What's up?
Nothing. I just heard people being mean to me on the internet.
Oh, what were they saying?
They were saying that I wasn't 100% female, which I am.
Okay. That's it?
Obvious cough bullshit. Obvious cough.
No, I mean, it's irrefutable.
Irritatable.
Irrefutable.
I think
you
said irrefutable.
Irritable. Oh, you are irritable. Blah, blah, blah.
Irrefutable.
Thank you,
that's
Shadow.
That's a completely different word.
Obviously. I'm glad you're able to distinguish the difference.
All right. I'm starting to lose control of my show. I don't like it.
I mean, when you have a topic like Big Titty Tuesday, you ain't got a show. You got a clusterfuck of titties. And it's a good thing.
Yeah, that's true. You got a point there.
So, did you get your... You obviously got your account back, right? Your Twitter account?
Yeah, Twitter, yeah. Yeah, they did it. It wasn't even 24 hours.
Man.
It got reactivated at 3 in the morning. I was sleeping.
I would like to do a reverse bukkake with breast milk. If there's some ladies out there lactating with huge titties that are down with this idea, hit me up on Twitter.
It's the perfect show to do that. Yeah.
That would be a first for pornography. I mean, dude, you're a fucking genius when it comes to titties. I need to hire
you. Yeah, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I do some pretty interesting things. Like, even starting back in high school, my love for gargantuan tits was strong. So I'd grab those big old titties, shove a nipple in my ear, and talk to the other one using like an old school rotary phone.
You're a magical man. You know that?
I do what I can.
Fucking magical.
Okay,
sorry, Vince. I shouldn't have cut you off on your own show.
No. That was fine. That was perfectly acceptable. If Ronald Langford was here, he would say that that was totally acceptable, and he'd also say, "Shit."
Shit.
I don't know what it is about that word that just makes you want to go shit when everybody else does it.
Shit.
Shit.
Like no one does it quite like Ronald Langford, though. I think he's got the best one. I'm going to sample that. I'm just too lazy. I got to go back and sample one of his shit.
I'd
agree.
And whenever he's not here, I'll just you know, play that instead.
Here's the interesting thing to me. Like, I can spot somebody who's dyslexic from a mile away because they always flip the I and the E, or they don't remember the rhyme. So, I mean,
yeah, I saw somebody in the chat room doing that. I totally saw somebody in the chat. Okay. Hey, let's take
Hi,
a little...
Me.
What?
I'm dyslexic.
It's slick-dexic, bitch. Get it right.
What the hell are you talking
slick,
about?
Slick-dexic.
Yeah, slick-dexic. There you go.
I'm slick-dexic.
Oh, I'm so confusing.
Why does it sound like you're always trying to fuck your microphone, Vince? I've been wanting to ask you that for a couple of shows now.
Oh, am I too close to the mic? Is it really
No, it's not a reverb issue. It's just, it's like you're imagining it's a giant fucking cock and you're about to press your lips up against that warm motherfucker. What the fuck is up with that?
Now I believe Exiot and that you came out as gay.
Totally, baby.
Actually, that's funny that you say that. I actually envision it as being a very, very enlarged, stimulated clitoris, the tip of a clitoris. That's what I treat it as.
You whisper to it and kind of have that you know, grungy voice. Oh, baby.
You're doing it wrong.
What are you talking
about?
You gotta
suck it and nibble that shit.
You know how
you
many get
in there.
If I hear teeth, I'm gonna freak the fuck out. Come on now. Don't do that.
You gotta nibble a little clit in your day, bud. You gotta toss a little salad and nibble a few clits.
No, I tossed salad one time and that was it, okay? Let's not bring that up.
Tonight I'm pretending it's a big nipple, though.
Attaboy.
Sure. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, well, dude, that was right in my fucking ear.
Wow, love it.
And ladies and gentlemen, that was Vince in the Bay sucking a huge cock.
I guess where I'm going with this is I'd like to hear some ladies chime in about this. I mean,
yes,
if some dude's going to go down on you,
because
here's my thoughts on blowjobs. If some chick's going to get in there and she's not going to try to get dirty, get her hands dirty, you know, work up is just be sloppy as fuck. That's not a real fun blowjob. Like, if you came to make sure that you didn't get any saliva anywhere that's outside of your mouth, I'm not interested in that blowjob.
I hear you, bro. But you know what? One of my credos is that I believe that no head is better than bad head. You know, if the woman is doing it incorrectly, it's more frustrating to have blue balls than to just not have it at all. And with that, we're going to take a quick break, fulfill a request for, speaking of boobs, a request for, this is for Mercedes. I have no idea if she's listening. I hope she is. But this is a request that she made the other night, and I didn't get to fulfill it, so I'm doing it now. We'll be right back.
Three, six, nine, damn, you're fine. Suck it, suck it, suck it to me, baby, one more time. From the window to the wall, until sweat drops down my balls. Oh, these bitches crawl. Oh, ski, ski, motherfucker. Oh, ski, ski, goddamn. Oh, ski, ski, motherfucker. Oh, ski, ski, goddamn. Show the crunk. So fresh, so clean. Can she fuck that question? Been harassing me in the mind. This bitch is fine. I done came to the club about 50 them times. Can I play with your penny line? Club owner say I need to calm down. Security guard gon' sweat me now. Crack a junker than a motherfucker threaten me now. 369, damn, you're fine. Well, suck it, suck it to me, baby, one more time. From the window to the wall, until sweat drops down my balls. All these bitches crawl. She coming up in the club, I mean she working. And I like to see the females working. Taking her clothes off, fucking naked. ATL ho, don't disrespect it. But pop your pussy like disgust. Yin Yang Twins in this B.I.H. Little town in the east side, boys for me. And we all like to see the mess in titties. Back, back, back it up. 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 Stop. And wiggle with the air, stop. And wiggle with the air, stop. And wiggle with the air. 369, damn, you're fine. Suck it, suck it, suck it to me, baby, one more time. From the window to the wall, until sweat drops down my balls. All these bitches crawl. Oh, ski, ski, motherfucker. Oh, ski, ski, goddamn. Oh, ski, ski, motherfucker. Oh, ski, ski, goddamn.
Thank you.
Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a 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 barrel roll.
Hit it!
Kung Lao.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Yarrai me!
Mentre la multinazionale Thompson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL, la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insegnare in Bancotti.
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, silly Negro?
That's right, and I'm back here with Assert MacFags. Hey, Assert, I just saw one of your tweets. You said the budgeting war on trolls is rearing its ugly head. Which side will you be on? What's
Indeed.
That all about?
Well, basically, it boils down to a lot of different things. The distinction between trolling and cyberbullying. And how, especially with, I know we talked about this a lot before, but Weave's case, and as far as trolling goes, the prosecution used a lot of Encyclopedia Dramatica in their questioning against Weave. And Encyclopedia Dramatica is a troll website. It's a satirical platform for people to post a Wikipedia-like articles, you know, that are fucking jokes. And people don't understand that it's satire. It's meant to be hilarious, and a lot of it's filled with in-jokes and whatnot. And the whole idea that he got charged for these crimes that are, you know, just absurd and based on satirical humor, like, unbelievable. But it's not only just that, but people just fail to make the distinction between bullying and trolling. Because trolling, there's always like a dash of humor and irony to it.
Yeah, but I know a lot of people that will do something stupid or just, you know, piss somebody off or really do something fucked up, and they'll just say, oh, but I was just trolling, dude. I was just trolling, bro.
No, I mean, that's pretty a broad statement to make right there. I mean, what, can you cite a specific example? I mean,
oh, yeah, yeah. I was,
yeah,
in the,
pissing somebody off is pretty funny.
Like,
especially
I'm walking
on
through.
Internet.
Let's say I'm walking through a cafe, and this guy's got like a $3,000 computer on the edge of a counter there, and I walk by and fucking tip it over, and it falls on like concrete. All I have to do is just, oh, sorry, bro. I was just trolling.
Wow,
and it's all good.
Dumbest fucking comparison I've ever heard, and you know it too. I know you're just trying to play devil's advocate, but.
Well, I honestly, to be honest, I don't feel like I have. No.
Because, I mean, destroying someone's physical property is not considered trolling.
No, absolutely
not. Never has
not.
Been.
No.
And
anything
it's,
that
not an it's not an excuse to do anything. It's not an excuse to make death threats. Like I'm
yeah.
being accused of right now, which is fucking hilarious because it's not true at all.
Yeah, I don't think if it's not illegal, I think it constitutes being trolled. It's trolling. I think once it becomes illegal, it becomes, you know, violating.
I would say that the law, the distinction of legality is kind of arguable. In the case
now,
of
if
like,
we all
leave,
live in a voluntarist society where everybody just voluntarily, you know, tries to do good and does not and uses the no aggression principle, we'd never get into any of this shit. If everybody just applied to the no aggression principle, we'd be all good. But people don't. People try to game it, and that's fucked up when they get away with it.
Well, then I'm not an aggressive troll. I don't think I am.
I don't know your situation, though. I have no idea. I don't know the facts. I don't know what's going on. I got this woman.
Exactly. You didn't even know. You didn't even know until today that I was trolling. So therein lies my successful troll.
I have this woman tweeting me saying, I strongly suggest you not have this topic as you're likely hosting defamation/lies. Again, the views expressed on this program are not necessarily reflective of the views of the Vince of the Bay show, nor Blog Talk Radio, nor its staff, sponsors, or advertisers. This is a open platform show, a call-in show. I even explicitly say this is a no free speech zone. I mean, at any point am perfectly happy to put total chat room martial law down and just shut it down, put it in moderation mode, mute everybody, and I'll just karaoke for the rest of the show.
Great. So can we get back on the topic?
All right, fine. All right. So where did your troll cross the line?
My troll never fucking crossed the line. That's a thing.
Hammurabi, do you know anything about this?
I didn't do anything to Fucking lady. I don't know what the hell's going on.
All right. You know, I think I'm just going to do karaoke the rest of the show because this woman is, I don't know, I think she's taking this serious. I don't know what's going on. I don't know the situation.
No, I mean, it's fine. She wants to come, like, van me or whatever. Like, it's cool. Like, I'll go to court and it'll be fucking hilarious.
What did you allege to do?
Apparently, she thinks that I forged emails from Aaron Socio's father to Ginger Brooks. Like, what? Like, I don't even fucking know. Like, this is insane. And then, like, okay, so she, like, blamed me for that and was, like, lambasting me on Twitter. And I'm just, like, cracking up. Like, I'm like, how do I respond to this? I don't even know what you're saying. And she's like, I'll just take it as a yes because I file these FBI reports, blah, blah, blah. Like, I had this all screenshotted, too. And I'm just like, oh, my God, like, who is this woman? And fucking then, like, some other random Twitter account, like, pops in and is like, yo, I'm going to stab you, and says that to her. And so she automatically, like,
wow. Sorry.
Writing,
I just,
like, FBI reports that say that I'm, like, fucking trying to stab her or something, like, which is just not me at all, like. I don't know. It's just absurd. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah,
and
good luck with that. You know who else? Who
I'm
wants
glad
to, join
to
the
be a part of it.
Yeah. You know who wants to join the conversation here desperately is our legal correspondent. We got to get her on. This is Lauren, Ms. Becker, as you know her on Twitter. Go ahead, Ms. Becker. Welcome to the show.
Okay. Hello?
Hello. Hey, Becker.
Hello.
Bex, you're on the show. What's up?
All right. Let me give you a little more context about what's going on. So we all know Socio went crazy, got arrested. I think we all know that Ginger is again in love with him on and off. She's
Ginger
a little nuts.
Ginger is just made of awesome in that account. I mean, who doesn't want to know about earthquakes every 30 seconds? Right, Vince?
At our 1.1, right?
Yeah, 2.2.7. Vince
but,
muted himself. That's awesome.
Hey, wait a second. Real quick, hang on. News break. I want to give a quick big ups to Juan Natas. He goes by Juan Natas, which is, of course, is Satan backwards. Juan Natas. He, for in honor of Big Titty Tuesday, he tweeted oh my God, this is epic. I'm gonna paste this. Hopefully this link will show up in the chat. Bam, there you go. Did that work? Touche. That was sent, tweeted to me via what's his name? Juan Natas. Thank you, Juan Natas, for
I'd bang the ever-loving shit out of that.
That is amazing. That is an excellent contribution to the show, and I commend you. Wow. That'll be on the next slideshow. Don't worry.
That guy just followed me a couple days ago. I think I'm going to follow him now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's great. He's a very loyal listener, you know, good stand-up dude from all what I can tell. Wow, I've been getting tweeted at like fucking crazy. I just noticed this. Benji Cooper, the fire dog, has been tweeting me like crazy. Yeah, thank you everybody who's tweeted the show. I appreciate it. Thank you to Ruby Sexy Candy for calling in earlier. So anyways, we're back. We're talking about the latest drama with Ms. Becker and Asshurt. Okay, ladies, pick it up where we left off.
So if you watch Ginger's timeline about Aaron, she's bipolar about her love for him and shit, and she's also been dropping shit on Sue Basco and talking crap on her. And behind the scenes, Sue I don't exactly understand why she's invested so much time in it, but she has, out of the goodness of her heart, in making sure Corey gets the legal help he needs and reaching out to his family and explaining to them what the hell he did. And she's been really sensitive to everything else that's being said about the situation, especially coming out of Ginger. And apparently Ginger's also going crazy, calling the family, calling the hospital. I mean, we saw she was posting the jail phone number, telling people to call Corey. And so that Sue's been dealing with that. And so she was told and believed that Assert was the one that sent that Tyler Pop email, the fake email from fake Corey's dad. And I try to tell her, like, it's probably not Assert. There's a whole team of people who wrestle Jimmy's, and she just jumped to the conclusion right away. And then someone threw out that nice tweet, and she got really upset. So that's what's going on.
Personally, I do not believe that it's Assert at all.
I didn't either, and I said that up front, and Sue's still just really upset and not, like,
Going on. She reacted emotionally to a solicited tweet from one of my enemies on Twitter.
Yeah.
And
people,
if you're going to use that as a basis
too
for finding an FBI
people
report, like, you're fucking insane.
People use hashtags of other crews to like, troll that crew.
Right.
That shit happens.
So, who knows what the truth is, but the context is just this whole emotional investment, mental investment in this whole case, and someone threw out that nice shit, so that fueled it. And
who sent that tweet real quick?
Which one?
Assert.
It was Schmoop Jr.
Gotcha. It's kind of what I figured.
Yeah.
So, you guys wrestled at Jimmy's. I think that's what's happened here.
Oh, what I'm... Okay, what I just... At a quick glance, because my screen is actually really far away, but all I see is just this woman, Sue Basco. I just see her all up in my timeline like a motherfucker. I don't know what the hell is going on. She's saying, I strongly suggest you not have this topic as you're likely hosting defamation/lies. You know, okay. You know what? The topic is? It's boobs. It's titties. Call in.
It's
Sue.
Yeah, okay.
Who is
this Wild Goose 88? He's the guy who did the death threat to her, and she's blaming it on me.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah,
you know who that is, right?
Everybody knows who Wild Goose is. He's
okay,
not.
And say who it is, because she thinks it's me. She thinks I threatened her, which is not my fucking style. I don't.
How
could
she confuse? What I don't understand. How could she confuse you with Wild Goose or associate you with him?
People are crazy on the internet, man.
He's BWC, your Wrestle League. Why would you guys even be? He's a dude. You're a chick. Why would anybody get you confused?
Because people are, they're so afraid. They're in sock puppet hell, as Kilgore would call it. You know, they get so enthralled with this idea that everyone is out, like, to get them with sock puppets. And everybody on Twitter that says something against them is obviously the one person that really doesn't like them, you know, which is absurd, you know. There's a million fucking people tweeting at once.
And if someone knows who this guy is and wants to drop the docs, go ahead, because then she'll at least, you know, stop blaming Assert for it.
I can assure you nobody's going to drop his docs.
All right.
If she wants to, like, sue me, some other handle. I say sue the shit out of me. It would be hilarious. Please, Sue Basco, van me tomorrow. I want to be in jail tomorrow night. Thank you.
You could probably countersue both parties.
Would you live stream it while you were barricaded in your house? Because if so, after like 3 hours, I'm going to get really bored if you negotiate your way out and then play Ron Paul clips.
Oh, my God.
No, I would definitely be a lot more theatric than that fucking dude.
I'm glad to hear that.
Whatever
I figured
his name
you
was.
Would. Balto.
No, I'd definitely like at least video stream it.
I hate when people try to give you credit for shit you didn't even do. You know, it feels I would just feel guilty if I were you more than anything. It's like, dude, this guy just can't I feel bad for him, actually. He can't nut up to the fact that he was the one, he couldn't leave his tweet up there. I mean, I know who Wild Goose is. Well, everybody who is a late night listener of PTR knows who the fuck Wild Goose is. It's not a mystery.
I noticed he was retweeting a bunch of BTR shit, so I knew he was BTR network.
He's a huge BTR troll. He's been a BTR troll forever. He tried to have his own show. Believe it or not, his show was actually pretty funny. He had a good little cast of characters. They were hilarious. They would call into my show sometimes. He had this sidekick that would call in as Janet Napolitano. It was fucking hilarious, dude. Some of those shows are epic. Goose, when he plays a nice troll, he's cool. He's funny. He can carry a show on his own. You know, he did it. He had his own troll show, but of course it was a troll show and it couldn't last because what do trolls do? They troll on, you know, live on the air. So obviously they crossed boundaries and they got shut down. He got shut down like a couple times in a row. And now I think he's just permanently banned or whatever, but he's still around. He still trolls BTR a lot. He doesn't troll me that often anymore. I think he's mostly dedicated towards Debbie Daly and oh god, who else does he? He's the guy that I got the Ron Paul girl nudes forwarded from. He didn't leak them, but his crew leaked them, and that's the BWC right there.
Can we go back to the limit scrolling? I love that topic so fucking much.
What was that?
Limits of trolling. Before I jumped on, you guys were talking about, like, what's the line between trolling and bullying? I fucking love that topic.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
So
go ahead.
Much.
Give us your thoughts on that. What's your take?
Well, I went to UC San Diego, and I would love it if you trolled and Googled this. This is, like, real-life Russell League. There's this school newspaper called Koala, and they just troll the fuck out of everyone. They have started, like, UC, the University of California, tried to pass because one dude said the N-word. Like, it's amazing. Google, Kelly Thomas is a fat whore, because this is a chick who tried to take away Koala's funding, and since she was a student government person, she's a public figure. So they got to able to fuck out of her, and she couldn't do shit about it. It was, like, amazing, like, how far they can take the line of free speech. I just fucking love and how much power people give words that they can just easily ignore. Like, the thing, people come to me complaining, oh, you just, I'm like, block it and ignore it, because then you're just feeding it, and I can't tell you what else to do unless you know how to deal with trolls, and obviously you don't. So, again, Google Carly Thomas is a fat whore. That's Carli Thomas is a fat whore. And there should be, like, a Channel 10 news segment, and that's, like, the epitome of how far you can fucking go if you want to fucking chill the fuck out of someone who's pissed you off. Even they haven't. And they're just a public figure, or, you know, you won't get the limits of speech. It fascinates me.
Mac facts, check IRC DMs.
Okay. But that reminds me, I did like a Huffington Post interview on trolling, and I alluded to Frank Zappa, and he's like one of my favorite musicians. But he was, along with being a brilliant musician, he was an excellent troll. He trolled via music. And in the 80s, Tipper Gore and the Parents Music Resource Center was trying to, like, you know, basically censor music. And he got on Crossfire, which was a television debate show back in the day, a lot like Bill O'Reilly or what have you. And
no, wait, no. Crossfire was totally different format, but an awesome show, though. That's where Tucker Carlson got his big break.
Because
that was like a
it
round
was just
table
like a
discussion.
Talking heads, like,
back and forth.
It was like one of those.
It was
kind
an
of.
Even fight, though.
It was more even than Bill O'Reilly. I'll give you that much.
Yeah, Bill O'Reilly is just he's just a commentator. That was like a face-off show, you know. That was cool. I wish they would do that shit like that again. Like have MSNBC.
Right. We don't have that today.
They
right.
really should. They really should just be like MSNBC versus Fox News. Just be since they're already trying to cover that territory in between. They might as well just stage it. Because those are my fondest.
But anyways, he was
that and the Maloxin group.
Blah, 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 blah. All right, story, go. But his whole spiel on this episode of Crossfire was that people are trying to censor words. And right. words are how we communicate, for the most part. And the idea that you can eliminate some words or some sequence of words from, the nomenclature of a society is just absurd. Like, you should be able to process and render these words in a way that we can all understand and be able to, you know, compartmentalize them and like, hey, this guy's being an asshole. This person's a troll. I should ignore these words instead of just being like, we should not say these words in this certain sequence, you know. It's it's not a matter of ignoring. It's a matter of seeing, accepting, and compartmentalizing.
Oh, I see what you mean.
That's how
I'm just talking
anyways.
About.
I mean,
when people get so offended and they, you know, want to shut these people up, it's like, you know, you're never going to shut them up. You know, maybe you can keep trolling them to see if they're going to threaten you or whatever. I mean, that's what I do. I try to understand all the, you know, if you want to call it psychologies of why people go ahead and troll the fuck out of people. I think it's fascinating. I love it.
Definitely. Absolutely agree.
Cool. You always fucking agree. Absolutely agree, Aaron Socio. I'm a self-hating human being.
Absolutely. All yeah. I was just trolling Aaron when I was saying that.
I know.
Because all life is one, blah, blah, blah.
All that.
Totally, man. Complete harmony.
Absolutely.
We're all on the same wavelength.
We are. You know what that guy told me, and I don't care. This guy freaked me the fuck out, and I talked to him, I think, way before a lot of other people talked to him. And what he did to a lot of chicks is he tried to hit them up and be like, be the leader of my female revolution or whatever the fuck. And I sort of, like, let him on. What?
No, I'm just saying.
I let him on a little bit, and he's telling me, like, oh, you got the psyche of Joan of Arc. And I look up Joan of Arc, and I'm like, I'm not going to fucking martyr myself in your fucking revolution. And he's like, you won't die. All life is one. Your psyche will live on. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
Dude, is a non-sicko in my chat room, a non-sicko, would you explain to me why your Twitter avatar is a picture of Geist? What's up with that? It's weird. All right, girls, let's take some more calls, shall we?
All right, more tips. All right,
let's see who... Let's see who this is. We got a caller. You've been holding for a little while. You're unscreened. Go ahead. Who are you? Caller, you're on the air. Hello.
Me.
That's you. Is that Ruby?
Mm-hmm.
Me.
Hey, Ruby Sexy Candy is back on the panel, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry we lost connection with you on Skype. It's the Blog Talk Radio on Skype. It doesn't jive well. I get so it's so buggy and weird and whatever. I'm sorry we dropped your call.
It's okay.
So
do you like anal?
Mm-mm.
She only likes chicks.
What
she doesn't even
is
like being
up with
she doesn't
black
even like
chicks
be penetrated.
In the anal.
She doesn't like any penetration at all, if I'm not mistaken.
You one of those dykes?
Totally. She is.
You one of those dyke things?
I'm not a garden tool, but yes, I'm a lesbian.
Is she being serious right now? She's full-blown dyke?
Yeah.
Full-blown
yeah.
lesbian? Yeah.
Yeah, she's my... I dub her my lesbian lover, and I'm her straight husband.
So do you like scissor and shit? Because
yeah,
if so, LLS Kitty in chat would love to exchange notes on scissoring.
Hey, maybe, who knows? Who knows? You stick around overtime. You know, if the ladies stay on, anything is bound to happen.
Oh, yeah.
You
Good
can't
time.
Use scissor, bro. And you bitch at me for background noise. Oh, wow.
So where's Shadow? Did he hang up? Hello?
Dead air.
Are
we in the green room?
Himself or he went to go screen calls.
Where...
I still hear
well,
you guys. You're not in the green room. Wait, I don't even know.
All right, let's check in on the green room now and see what's going on.
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys. Yeah, you're going to have to go back and listen to the archives. You missed the show. Shmoop called in. Tyrone called in. The whole Gaza Loot crew called in.
Awesome.
It was off the chain. There was so many 40 answers flowing. Like, Lankford got in at least... 700 sheets in.
You didn't even go with 9,000.
No, it didn't go that high. But he's going to get to that. That's like, you know, in baseball they have like the all-time hits record. Like he's got the all-time sheet record.
Are you saying he's reached
him.
The sheet plateau?
There's
only so many shits you can squeeze in a show. Mm-hmm.
You know, MacFags, I noticed that you don't say that you don't employ any of the slang of the Russell League. Why is that? Why do you not adapt to the lingo? Other than wrestling,
I have my own lexicon that I adhere to. And it's amorphous.
Yeah,
it's not really anything definable.
I totally noticed that. Okay, we have another caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, what's happening?
This is Vert?
It's Vert. Yep, it's Vert.
This would be Vert.
Why are you hating on us tonight, Vert?
What? I'm not hating on you.
Wait a second.
Come on.
Hang on, everybody. Hang on. I've got to take care of a rat. We were infested with a rat in the chat room. I'm going to there we go. I got some disinfectant and I've cleaned up the chat room. You're welcome, everybody. Root rat.
You know that he just hacked everyone.
No, he didn't. That was, that's what
yeah,
I called.
Yeah, no, when you flood a channel, that's actually called hacking.
No, that's not. That is trolling. That's a troll tactic. It's not has nothing to do with hacking.
No, flooding is hacking. You're rooted now.
Oh, now Sicko's doing the invisible thing. He's scrolling. Sicko's scrolling. Sicko gets a timeout. There you go, timeout.
Oh, actually has.
Okay, hang on a second. I'm going to blast Sicko right now. Boom! 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Sicko, 2 minutes.
Everyone is hacked.
Boom. Come at me, bro. Come at me. Anybody in the chat room, I dare you. Try to scroll on my ass right now. We'll see who wins.
Boom, roasted.
Try it. Just anybody. I dare you. Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Robbie, so much.
Shit. Oh, Norwalk. Are you going to start scrolling on me? Is that what's up? Is that what's happening? Norwalk, tell me that's not what's happening. Oh, okay, yeah, that's what I thought. He says, no, man, and gives me the little heart signal. You know, it took me years to realize that man, that was supposed to be a heart.
He like greater than tree.
Some deep, some old joke I don't know about. All right, now everybody seems to be scrolling. Well,
just ignore them. We'll go about our discussion. Who cares?
No, you actually, you know what? Before we ignore them, I'm just going to put the chat room locked down. Boom. The chat room is now locked down. No scrolling.
You got to strip their kids of their privileges sometimes, you know.
Yeah. The entire chat room is out. The entire chat room is on time out. Sorry, folks. I had to institute chat room martial law because people were abusing the chat room, and that's not allowable. As I said, once you click on that link, you are entering a no free speech zone, and I will enforce my chat room and show code upon you with an iron fist if I have to. Okay. We have 9 minutes left. We've got calls up the yin yang. Let's go to this caller unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
Would it be me again?
Is that Vert again?
Vert.
You wanted to give a message to somebody, didn't you?
Oh yeah, I wanted to thank Worth of the World for the win, and all the ladies tonight. Thank you. You definitely all made my night.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you. That's so
Ditto.
Sweet.
So, Vince.
He might be screaming some calls.
Okay, I'm going to ask something because I'm going to jet. I don't know anything about the Weave case, so if you guys can, like, tweet me details about that, because I had no idea. Like, I saw Free Weave everywhere. I had no idea it was a speech case, but now I'm interested. So, like, tweet that shit at me. Ms. Becker.
Okay.
Give me a...
I'll hit you up with some articles.
Awesome. Thank you.
You guys are borrowing balls off me. You guys are borrowing the balls off me. Instead of being cruel and... sticking you guys in the green room, I'm just going to bring on some more callers and see if we can't get somewhere. I actually have on the line an old, we'll talk about old friends of the show. Okay, I'll unmute. Okay, there you go. The chat room martial law is relinquished, but Sicko and Root Rat remain on timeout. Anyway.
Poor Sicko.
Anyway. I want to introduce. Well, we got 7 minutes left. We're definitely going to go into overtime and hang out. This is going to be a part. If you want to get in on this, 347-867-6667. Okay, you know, I'm sorry. I love you, Worship World, but you are. She already self-muted herself. I didn't even have to do it. She triggered the spam filter. She triggered the spam filter. So that's the great thing about. Chat room moderation, BTR does it for you half the time. Yeah, you know, like amateur trolls, boom, spam filter. Thank you. Moving on. Anyways, I want to bring on a friend of mine, a friend of the show from way, way back. He used to have his own show here at BTR. I don't know what's up with him now, but he's here, and hopefully we'll get the scoop. I'm talking about my man, Leo. What's up, Leo?
Fits in the Bay, man. What's happening, man? Yes, I know it's been a long time, man. Long time.
Yeah, dude. I mean, we still follow each other on Twitter, and you're still around. I know that, but what's going on, man? Are you still doing music and all that shit?
Man. Like this year, we done already shot like a bunch of videos and stuff. Right, they are out on YouTube. So, I've just been working on getting this music out there. And I've been doing some blog talk shows, co-hosting more than hosting my own show lately. But, you know, I've just been doing, a little bit of everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you, man. I've been multitasking, if you will. myself. I actually took a big break from my show. I didn't do my show for like almost a year. Like, you can almost look at my archives as like seasons. Like this, okay. this season will come to an end at some point. Hopefully, we'll all go out in a big blaze of glory, and then I'll get sick of it. I'll put it away for like 6 to 8 months, and then I'll come back, and there'll be a new season. And it's kind of what Goofy Bone tries to do, but he just keeps going 24/7, 365. He pretends he's like he just tweeted out season 5. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're just still doing your show. He called it season 5. Whatever. But kind of like Ghost, because Ghost. Oh wait, hang on a second. I got to take care of some trolls here. All right, yeah, muted. So Leo, you remember my show? It was crazy like this before. It's just the same deal, different cast of characters. You know, I hate to. You're not in the chat, are you?
No, I'm not in the chat.
Good. There's a ton of people in there, and they're just half of them are filthy, disgusting trolls that I don't even know why. I don't know why I don't just kick them out of my room.
See, you know what? You know, back when I was doing the shows and stuff, you know, I love trolls. I love for them to come in.
I'm just picking them off right now, dude. I put them all on timeout. I don't kick them out of the chat room. I just put them on timeout. Like, I got Sicko on timeout right now. I got LLS Kitte on timeout. Melissa 13. I never thought I'd see it, but Melissa 13 has 2 minutes for scrolling. Norwalk, also 2 minutes for scrolling. Nothing.
Oh, wow.
2 minutes for scrolling. Worth of the World, 2 minutes for scrolling. It's pretty much just all scrollers.
Wow.
The Fire Dog is being perilously close to getting put on timeout too. Oh, and Caddy Idiot is just totally slandering the host. That's not cool. Making fun of the host, not cool.
That's actually a libel.
Not cool at all.
I've heard it all. Thank you. Thank you for correcting me. I'll see you in court, Buster. Vincent al-Assad. That's a new one.
So call in if you want to listen to Overtime.
Yeah, we're going to have Cyber. Stick around. Stay on the panel, Leo. I'm so glad to have you here, man. It's nuts, dude. I got like, I don't got. What? Anyway.
You completely disappeared there.
I did?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if I Patriot Gregged or muted myself on accident.
No, it just faded into nothingness. And then nobody said anything, so I was like, I better do it.
Oh. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
No.
No.
Yes.
Sorry.
No.
Hello?
Okay.
What?
Okay. That's enough. We're going to...
It's bad enough
that we have Hammurabi's Code, Asshurt MacFags, God, who else do we have? We have... Leo, we have who else do we have? We have Asshurt MacFags. We have who's the 85580? Who's that?
It's me, Vince.
The Slacker.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. That's Ruby Sexy Candy. Leo, you remember Ruby Sexy Candy, right?
I think so. I'm not quite sure.
She used to fill in for help. Her and her co-host used to fill in for Mrs. PG. Jesus, we got tons of callers. Wow, Overtime's gonna be a party, folks. Get in on this quick. We celebrated boobs tonight. To all the live listeners who are not gonna indulge in the Overtime festivities, thank you for joining. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And we're going to say goodbye here to the live listeners with An ode to boobs. This is Show Me, and I forgot the dude's name. But let me cue this up. Good night, everybody. It's been real. And if I can just find the name of the song. There we go. Show Me.
Oh, shit. What did you say? I love you. I mean, I don't know if I love you, but you sound like somebody I could love. Drunk and horny. And I love that. Oh, it seems to me this whole world's gone crazy. There's too much hate and killing going on. But when I see the bare chest of a woman, my worries and my problems are all gone. No one thinks of fighting when they see a topless girl. Maybe if you would show yours too, we could save the world. Show them to me. Show them to me. Unclasp your bra and set those puppies free. They look a whole lot better without that sweater, baby. I'm sure you'll agree. Baby, you got two fun bags. God bless you, woman. Show them to me. Even if you're really old, there's nothing wrong. Don't be sad, your boobs ain't bad. They're just a little long. Show them to me. Show them to me. Lift up your shirt and let the whole world sing. Just this robe, show your clothes and a happy man I'll be. If you got those chichis, which is Spanish for two titties, and I think we just bought two Spanish titties. Show them to me. I've met a lot of them, but never one I've hated. Even if you've had 13 kids and you think they look deflated, there's no such thing as a bad breast. I believe this much is true. Just lean back and show your act, and I'll be in ecstasy. If you got two cassavas, show them to me. Come on, baby, let me see. All the world will live in harmony. It'll do you good, and it'll give me what. We'll make history. You love your country. I'm gonna say it one more time. I said, if you love your country, Dallas, Texas, do you love your country? You stand your ass up and show them big old titties to me.
Check one, two. Electric Boogaloo. Hammurabi's Code, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Been on mute. Listen to
you
God knows what.
It always comes down to that. That's what it always comes down to. It's just being on mute. Echoing,
you just
adding
mute
reverb
the shit out of me. You get your mute lasers warmed up, and
look,
you just pew, pew, pew.
X you out. X you out even says echo.
He can buy one.
Out. And you know what's great? It's X you out is on the line. He'll tell it to your face. Go ahead, X you out. You're on.
Well, I'm not going to portray in this witch hunt of Hammy and his Echo, although he's generally about 70% at fault, but there is another 30% involved in that, which you know, needs to be mentioned for our clarity. But, yeah, just a good show.
You're 70%.
I'd like to hear some Christmas music, you know.
Jesus Christ, did you just say that? Please don't say that. This is Vince's show. He'll play some fucking Christmas music.
I'll play anything, dude. I don't care. You know? I don't give a shit.
In Russian.
Oh, no, no. Russian. I save the Russian. I do upside down Russian text in the chat room. I make that like.
Oh, no, Vince. I called in the other night and you had some Russian music playing, like a couple songs, and they were terrible. And I wanted to punch myself in the dick.
Oh, that's great. I love when you want to do that. I'll play more of that. It's still on my switchboard, so I can play it. Oh, I can play it in the background. While we're
what
here.
Do we still got here, Vince? Who's still
all right,
along?
Let's check it out. You want to know? Oh, my God. Get ready for this. I'm going to unmute them as I go down the list.
She.
Well, you got. Yeah. She. Okay. So.
She?
You just missed Asshurt MacFags. She left. She was here for like I don't know, a good part of the show, half of the show at least. But you still have the sexy, the lovely Ruby Sexy Candy from the Candy Shop Radio.
I'm here.
Hey baby.
Hey baby.
Hello. We also have my good friend Leo. Leo is out of Wisconsin, right?
Chicago.
Chicago, my bad. Shit, my bad. Oh, I should, you know, Asshurt MacFags is from Chicago. You guys should link up. She's pretty hot for a tranny.
Word? Oh. Well, great. Bring him on.
You missed him, though. He was here earlier. He's a fame fag. Once the show isn't live on the internet, it becomes irrelevant to him /her.
It.
Yeah. She kind of self-destructs right when the show goes off the air. The same way Shmoop does from time to time. Oh, dude, you don't even know, dude. I have a whole new crew that is like... You know how, Leo, you've seen my show evolve. And,
yes,
And I've pretty much always had what I consider house trolls, like just like a set of the same group of people that come in and wreak havoc on my chat room and call in and prank me and whatever. And it's fun and it's great and it's goofy and it's relaxing and entertaining at times. But I just get it's like the same exact controlled chaos, but with a totally new cast of characters. It's great.
Oh, wow. Interesting. That's why I need to come back a lot more so I can check out the experience for myself.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're experiencing it right now. You're also going to... Oh, we're also joined by... Oh, shit. Is it Reefer or Reaper?
What it is.
Reefer.
Sure.
Reefer.
Yeah, okay. Reefer. I don't know where that breath sound is coming in. But, yeah.
Okay, whatever. Reefer. What's up, dude?
I don't know.
I hear ya. You know. We also have Shadow DXF.
Do you have Russian music?
Motherfuckers!
Yeah, we'll totally play some more Russian music to piss off him.
All right. Yeah. Good.
What's up, Shadow DXS? You're back on.
Yeah, I had to go to the fucking store, and come to find out it's, like, fucking infested with, like, 30 fucking cops. Apparently there was a robbery and shit, so, like a typical American, I had to stand there and stare at it for a while.
Everybody gawks. It's human trigger. Your handle on Twitter. You totally...
So how much did you take?
About $35. That was all that was in the register. But I got a free pack of Newport 100s.
Make sure... Did you leave any witnesses?
Well, there was one, but... they kind of... Jesus Christ, Ham Robbie, shut your shit up, man. Bastard.
I'm going with menthols.
What?
I'll bet you went and bought Newport 100 menthols, faggot. What are you going to say about it? Talk.
What you got against the Newport 100s?
Bought menthols?
I have nothing against the Newport 100s. Jesus Christ, this is spiraling out of control, Vince.
You know what?
I'm operating on a completely different level right now.
Hello? You don't even know the half of it, dude. I had Worth of the World lined up to come on, and her call dropped, and we told her.
Well, then fuck that bitch.
Well, I thought you might want to. That's why I was excited to have her on. But
well,
whatever.
Did you get her number?
Look at these idiots in the chat room. Tweeting freedom. God.
Looks like the
well, she definitely ain't gonna come back on.
Did you get the bitch's number?
What bitch?
The Worth of the World bitch. Whoever the hell you said you were gonna bring on.
I screen cap everybody's number, for sure.
Okay, well if you do have her number, why don't you call her?
Man, she's gonna need to join the chat room real quick.
I don't give away people's personal. I don't dox. I don't give people's personal information away.
I'm not asking for her number, Vince. I'm asking for you to call the woman.
Oh, I can't call out. Once we're in overtime, I can't call out. And if anybody hangs up, they're off. They can't call back in. The calling number is void at this point. So you're in if you're in.
That's some gay shit.
Yep. That's all I'm saying. You should be able to call in. You should be able to stream whenever you want for however long you want, Vince.
Well, then make your own fucking radio website.
Yeah, go for it, Hammurabi. Do your thing, dude. Do your little echo reverb show, and we'll see how many people that attracts.
Call it Dubstep Shower. Hour.
Fuck you, Shadow.
You mad, bro?
I'm extremely mad. I'm going to smash so many laptops.
I echo on Tiny Chat. You echo on it at this show. That's just how the game works. If you don't like it, shut the fuck up and rage quit.
No, I'm good. I don't
buy
understand
a better
how
fucking
that works.
Headset.
Think it's the headset? I'm
I don't know what the hell it is. Hello?
Still yeah, one moment.
Shut up.
What?
Fucking
X-U out is... I don't think that guy was talking to XU out. I don't know where XU out came from.
Well, then who was up? Shut up, Shadow. Like some kind of old windy bitch.
That was Hammy. Yeah, I'm trying to get a roll call.
No, that wasn't me.
On the phone.
What the fuck you need a roll call for, XU out? Shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah. All right. I see how we're going to play things tonight.
Nigga, we play this shit all the time. Shut up. It ain't new to you.
Yeah, it's all good. I miss Tyrone, man. Where's Tyrone been? He must be looting that Marines, like, Toys for Tots shit.
Nah, nigga. Tyrone's at the club right now, man. It's fucking Taco Tuesday.
Goddamn.
Wait,
Yeah, well, I wouldn't give for a fucking taco right now.
Right, that's what I'm saying. What am my brother and taco loving?
Oh, dude, last night it was peanut butter, tonight it's tacos. Great. All right. So, tonight we have a special guest in overtime. Thank you for sticking it out, folks. We've got our friend Blitzkrieg on the line. What's up, Blitz?
Yeah, what's up, Vince?
fuck you, Witch.
Lindsay, what's up,
Witch? Oh, my God, I can't record this.
Blitzkrieg, give me a kissy.
It'll be in the archive.
Yeah, it gets archived, X.
Once the show's over, you can download it.
What's up, Blitz?
Nothing, dude. I'm just fucking looking at logs.
Give me a kissy.
No, get the fuck out of here. Dude, that's like borderline homosexual now. Like, seriously.
You said that in chat the other day, but apparently, according to
EQ out,
according to EQ out, I came out as a open homosexual now, so I'm no longer called it.
No.
Go ahead, Blitz.
Yeah, at first it was like funny shadow, but now it's like borderline homosexual. It's kind of freaking out a little
skin.
Bit.
Let me touch your skin.
No.
Well, that's the best one, is borderline.
That's so far beyond borderline. I mean, that is blatantly homosexual.
Maybe. See, this is overtime. This kind of shit's acceptable over here. So, bring on
the
gay shit.
Yeah, it's no holds barred in here, guys. It's just let it all out.
Matter of fact, I'm going to pull my titties out, and that's it.
Yeah. Do it, man.
Yes, they're already out, man. They're already out. I'm playing with them right now.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Do it, Kyle. Yes, you can.
I get the prep music and everything, man. Fuck yeah. You need shorter sound bites.
Ole, 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 ole.
I'm sorry, I just typed in a live stream of Occupy Albuquerque.
Oh my God, close that shit, you fucking retard.
It's live stream, it's SEIU sponsored event. They're protesting at, I have a correspondent down there. Hello.
Albuquerque?
Why
yeah.
are you doing this? I want to kill this.
All of them bitches better be showing
it sounds
them
like
Betty.
A goddamn soccer game, man. Nope.
Where are they protesting in fucking Albuquerque?
It better be the fact that they have to wear clothes.
I guess
that song has one word. Does anybody else realize this? Ole, ole, ole.
No, I realize it.
Why, Vince?
My problem is people in Albuquerque.
One word it. Song troll? Come on, man. You're better than this.
Yeah,
better than what you do.
Power.
That's the best song ever with one word.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That okay. and the put the Gary Glitter song.
Hallelujah.
I don't get down like that.
Let's talk to the women in here, please. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh,
I don't get down like
fuck
that.
Fuck up, you pervy bastard.
I don't get down like that.
Shit. Put the chicks on, man.
Yeah.
Do you
chick,
get up like that?
Chick is on. There's only one chick on. And that's Ruby Sexy Candy.
Oh, so
Ruby
basically
just a sausage
and
she sounds like a fat chick, man. It's all right. She can hang. How you doing, Ruby?
Pencil dick.
It's all right. She don't like the pencil. She cool. How you doing, Ruby?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. You getting ready for the holidays?
Not
I
really.
Guess that's a no. Shit, no.
Not really. I gotta excuse me. I'm a horse. Like, I'm losing
you know
my
what?
Voice.
I can read her tweets. She does fantastic tweets. You really should follow her on Twitter. Her tweets are great.
Yeah, are pretty good at Twitter.
She just did this one here. Wait, this is good. Let me go to her thing.
Was that in on the collars, Vince?
Here's the one. Here's this one. This just happened. Ladies, giving head strengthens neck muscles and reduces chance of whiplash during traffic accidents. Suck dick, save a life.
That's what.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what.
Yeah.
Think.
Oh, it's called
like the title of her tweet. Please.
This is acceptable.
Yes. It's called sad sale. Sad style. Suck a dick, save a life. That's the motto.
Another one. Here's
plus,
one.
It's practical.
This is where there's one. I'll let you get away with shout out here, Ruby Sexy. But she says, shout out to the girls that sucked dick last night and still don't get a quote good morning baby text.
Nice.
Wow.
I know. I got a few tweets. People are mad at me about that on Facebook.
So Riz, can you retweet that so I can see it?
Bitch, you dissed me in 12th grade. Now you want to holler four kids and 200 pounds later? Fuck nah.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, we should do that.
What?
I'll totally recite your tweet. You want to,
is that what you're retweeting, Vince?
That could be an epic. Like, I think we just created a bit.
Retweet that, Vince. You have to retweet that.
Which one?
That could be an e-card, man. That's great.
Oh, here you go. Yeah. Bitch, you dissed me in 12th grade. Now you want to holler four kids and 200 pounds later? Fuck nah.
Hell yeah, that bitch did last night at the mall, bitch trying to holler at me. 350 pounds.
Damn.
Girls, oh, here's another one. Girls nowadays be rolling blunts but can't even season a chicken or make a good sandwich. Shaking my head.
Yep, true.
Wait a second, what's this? Niggas so thirsty in 2012, a female could take a picture of her ankle and be like, damn, that ankle hella sexy. Shake my head.
I used that line a couple of times.
Damn, dude. That's desperate.
Nah, because I ask Xu out about feet, man. Ooh.
Oh, dude, that dude was talking
that
about
nigga loves feet.
Wait a minute. What? And up those elbows? Man, I love some sexy elbows on the real.
Elbows? Man, whatever happened to tits and ass?
That's a terrible,
tits, man. Hey, tits and ass, that's almost 15 years
I'm
ago.
I'm pretty big
now,
on cranial structure.
This is
now it's ankles and elbows. Ankles and elbows.
The one I hate missing is like 10 hours later. I'm bored. Let's Skype.
I know it. I was so fucking bored. I didn't know what to say. Man. I was just like, fuck it. Let's Skype.
Sex candy. That would have been awesome.
I know. Where were you at? We
could have
Skyped.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to tell everybody I want to Skype. See who calls.
I'll use Skype once.
Oh, here's another one.
I hated it.
Here's another Ruby Sexy Candy one-liner. People who say life sucks, people who say life sucks just aren't smoking enough damn weed.
Thank you. Thank you.
Actually, Xanax will take you that same way.
Man, fuck a Xanny bar. That shit will make your heart fucking stop.
Just give me some weed.
That'll make your heart stop, big boy.
Another one.
Make your
another
heart
one.
Stop.
I hate this. 19 hours later, totally missed it. Fuck, I'm bored. I have no one to talk to or play with. Oh, my God. Who does
that? That's what you get for sleeping on the fucking job, Vincey.
Damn.
Well, wait, in your defense, your old Twitter account was suspended 19 hours ago.
Me?
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was not even
24
hours. Not even 24 hours.
So, yeah, you had an excuse.
Well, did you get about, what is it, about 8 Twitter accounts? Shit.
Me? Twitter account?
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, you got about 8 of them, don't you?
No. I have old defunct ones that I don't use. But they're still out there. I have like 3 accounts. I have this one, I have the VITB chat one, and then I have a parody troll account that
So basically you have like 1 million accounts. That's what I'm saying.
No, I have like 3. I just told you the 3 I have.
Hey man, hey, in his defense, his school probably didn't teach him that, you know, more than two. So, you know.
Well, I actually have, I probably have more like four or five.
Yeah.
But I probably don't remember passwords.
I'm not even going to count or comment on how many fucking Twitter accounts I have. Let's just say it's too damn many.
I have one. Kept the same one since the start. I'm not.
What, you want a fucking medal?
Yes. Yes, I would like a medal. I would like a medal.
What kind of medal?
A fucking medal.
There you
like,
go.
You know, like two dudes banging each other on.
Kind of like the AVN Awards. He wants an award. He wants some recognition.
Yes, I would like
you
a medal. I would like to fuck. Is there a medal that I can fuck?
I'm debating going to the AVN Awards. I think that'd be awesome. I should.
So you really just want me to fucking dip a pocket pussy in some like bronze and shit and put a fucking string around it? That's what you're asking for, right?
Not necessarily a string. Maybe something a little bit wider than a string. You know, something that's, you know, comfortable around the neck or around the penis area.
What
or
about a ribbon?
The waist.
Well, no. You either get a medal that's in the shape of a pocket pussy or a pocket pussy bits in metal. Either way, it ain't going to be comfortable to stick your dick in. But you can fuck it. But that's the important part.
That's quite of a choice. I'm going to have to think about that one.
And take your time, man. Take your time. And I know it's an important thing to think about.
Yeah, I know. It's important on what you stick your dick in. So, you know, have to think
true.
About it.
True. True. Yeah.
We really having this conversation right now?
Yep, we're talking about dicks.
Dude,
again.
It's Blog Talk Radio, Vince from the Bay. Dude,
well,
I'd like to point out that it's not everybody talking about dicks. It's you guys talking about dicks.
Well, you just started talking about dicks, so thank you for joining the conversation, Hammond, Dick, and Robbie.
Well, we're also talking about pocket pussies. You know,
yeah.
Which is a quite
How
a little
How did we end up there?
I have no idea.
Because I wanted to fuck a metal. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I get it. I think I would like the metal in the shape of a pocket pussy.
Okay, so you want a metal in the shape of a pocket pussy. All right, that's
yes.
that's going to be cold as fuck, and it's going to hurt the fuck.
I think my dick can take it.
All right.
Dude, don't break the metal.
Well, I didn't say I was going to make it out of, like, you know, fucking aluminum or fucking gold.
I
tell you right now,
can like fucking ships with it.
Hey, the type of real pussy my dick been into, hey, it's not going to be a matter. Just like a walk in the park.
Shit.
Shit.
That was a natural shit on my end.
Yeah, I must have never seen the women I've been with.
Check this out. Norwax is on right now. Norwax said on a PM that he wanted to talk, so let's bring him on. What's up, Norwax?
Not much, man.
What's up,
Norwax? It's got a dick!
You guys didn't know Norwax was a dude?
I thought it was Spyco until last night.
Right?
Jesus Christ.
No, he's the real dude. What's up, brother? How you doing, Norwax?
Not much.
You know what it is, man. All in the above, cooling is cooling. You know what it is?
I have no idea what that dude just said.
What the hell did he just say? Was that a bomb?
Not me either. I was just making up words. But it's not cool, is it?
Leo, he's probably fucking lit up like a Christmas tree.
Man. Not everybody can be Cat Williams, homie, all right?
Oh, did you hear Cat Williams is being sued by, like, in a couple of different cities?
Yeah,
for what?
World Star crying and shit.
Who's getting sued, Vince?
He got
Cat
pulled
Williams.
Off the stage in Oakland by Too Short, Suge Knight, of all people, and Richie Rich.
Richie Rich?
No, it's bad. When Suge Knight is taking you off stage.
Richie Rich is dead.
Like, Suge Knight to take you off a stage. That you've kind of hit rock bottom, I think.
What the fuck did he do to get pulled off stage by Suge Knight?
You've got to see the YouTube. You go on YouTube and look for Cat Williams, Oakland. It's like a recent show, just like, it was like a couple weeks ago. And
oh, no.
I'll find it again. But Cat Williams gets taken off stage by Suge Knight, Too Short, and Richie Rich. If you put that all on YouTube, you'll find it. Some people like recorded the because they had a screen, so people in the back could see like close up of him, you know, video LCD of him. And some people taped that. Other people like just taped the wide shot. But as long as you get one, you can hear. He just does a complete meltdown. I guess he got some bad coke or was just fucking really pissed off about something because he came on stage and people started, I don't know, he just wasn't funny. And he started going off on like he just had a meltdown on stage essentially. He just started like getting at it with hecklers and like not even being funny and just going off on tangents. And it was really awkward and weird. And it was like a total meltdown. It was incredible.
Wow, I got to check that out.
Yeah.
That dude's my fucking hero, man.
Dude, and then he's got some and that's nothing, dude. He has some other charges that came against him for some sort of assault or something from another show.
Yeah, I think he slapped a dude at Walmart too or something. This video
guys some crazy drugs, dude. I'm telling you, these guys that get really fucking rich, they get these drugs, these synthetic drugs you don't even know what fucking exist, dude. We don't even understand what kind of shit they're on. Like that dude McAfee, the guy that was on the run.
Yeah.
Have you heard the interviews with that dude? That dude is on some serious drugs, dude. That guy is fucking out to lunch.
Right. But the thing is, like, he making them, too, right? He's trying to find, he was trying to find out the best drugs. He was trying to make the best drug in the world or something.
Ah. The guy was a nutball, dude. And I think he got pretty close. From the interviews I heard, I think whatever drug he came up with, he's probably trying it on himself, and it's working.
Well, yeah, he fucking killed it. And bye.
Are you leaving, Ruby?
No, I'm here.
Oh, I thought you said bye. I was like, oh, my God.
No, I was making fun of McAfee talking, killing about his neighbor and hauling ass to Mexico.
Yeah, and he's trying to extradite himself to somewhere else. I want to say Guatemala or something.
Belize.
He's in Belize, but he's trying to get asylum in. I want to say one of those countries down there, Central American countries.
Probably.
He's trying to.
Didn't he get caught on the Excess Fader on the picture he posted? Something about a picture he posted with the EXIF or whatever that is. Data actually showed his location.
I want to know how the fuck is his Twitter still tweeting? What the fuck? He's got...
Sir
McAfee. You know, he went on Alex Jones and said... All those tweets on official McAfee got those on me. That's on me. Everything you see on that blog, it's all me. It's Alex, it's all me.
Well, he got
tweeting from his BlackBerry
and all the booty eating stuff.
Terrible. The one that was halfway decent was on Joe Rogan, and then another one. Joe Rogan at least did his homework. Alex Jones like didn't know what to ask him. He's an idiot. And I think he did a CNN interview. That's when you know you're going to get caught. Once you agree to a CNN interview, you're basically agreeing to a CIA interview. And that's what happened with that dude. And that's why he's fucking not around anymore. I wouldn't doubt that he, in some sort of weird trip, probably did shoot his neighbor. And he was just so fucked up on these drugs he was trying to make that he just fucking lost it.
He did an OJ. I think he just snapped with his whatever he was under the influence, huh?
Probably
in power.
Yes, but seriously. And that with all that power brings so much stress and tension. And, you know, he's in a foreign country and he's trying to, like, you know, he's got armed guards and stuff just because. That alone would be enough for me to feel pretty sketched out to begin with. I don't want to live anywhere where I feel like I have to have armed guards protecting my property.
Yeah, what I don't understand is you have these people who become successful in life, May you be an artist or software development or whatever, but you achieve the success in life. But yet these people still have the ability to commit heinous crimes or do something that, I don't know, me or a common lay person would look at and go, I would never do something like that if I had that much money. And it just goes to show you that, you know, people are people. It doesn't matter if you have a dollar or $1 million. It's the brain, and, yeah.
Well, you can never say that you can never do anything like that because, you know, it depends on the good drugs you're taking with your money, though.
Amen.
Who takes drugs to, like, get fired up to go, like, butcher somebody, though, you know? I don't understand that. You know,
no, I was just testing something. Sorry, dudes. I was trying to isolate some weird sound.
That's cool. That's what
feedback.
These famous people with all the money.
Sorry,
in the
we
world.
Don't need any reverb, Hammurabi. We've got plenty of space.
Ha ha. Ha ha, Vince.
Poor Hammy.
I'm gonna kill all
built
of
in
you.
Reverb. Built-in reverb. That's cool.
I'll bite
that's
you.
Tech. That's tech, dude. He's got like a, he's got his whole rig run through a fucking wah-wah pedal, dude. It's badass.
I know.
Oh, he's got the old Echoplex rail-to-rail tape.
God, you're so old.
I don't know anything about the Echoplex.
The Echoplex. That's old school. That's pre-808 kick drum.
No, he's calling me up.
I don't know anything about
808 operator
kick drums.
What?
Everybody talk at once now.
Right.
I love it. We got like, you know, 5 minutes straight of everybody trying to yell at each other, and then all of a sudden, fucking awkward silence. You know, like, fuck you guys.
It's just a retard.
That's what I'm here for.
Conference call of on crack. It's stupid.
Pretty fucking much, man.
Not what this platform was intended for. I almost
not
treat it
what
like,
it was intended for. Are you shitting me? What else could be intended for?
More, I think of this more as like another social networking platform. That's it.
It's you not. Know? There's too many social networking platforms as it is.
Not really.
I mean, you have
it's on like, Twitter and Facebook and YouTube.
What planet do you live on? This dude said
adult
not
friend finder,
really.
Twitter.com. There's plenty of them.
Nobody gives a shit about those, really.
Right.
Nobody
gives
it's
a shit about this.
Built into the website.
Real social networking. Like, the only thing I'd be like, oh, that's social networking, would be Twitter,
three,
Facebook.
Right. Top three, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube.
No. It's Google
I'm
Plus,
like,
Twitter,
what?
YouTube. Facebook
oh, right.
doesn't exist.
Nobody Google
Plus.
Who
Google Plus? I never check my Google Plus.
ReaperSec uses
Google
Plus fucking very much. I do.
You're not the only one.
I know, that's why I feel so special.
Well, Vince, I think
like
I
Google
definitely...
You.
I think I qualify for the standard model of proper Vince in the Bay etiquette. I do
oh,
not,
shut
I do
the
not,
fuck
I do
up.
Not, I do not flood your chat room, and I always mute myself in between conversations, and... You know, I got it going on, you know. Others should learn.
I agree.
Got
it going on, bro.
There are great callers, people that know what's up. I would say on the panel tonight, yourself, Leo, he's done it a million times, Ruby Sexy Candy, knows what's up. Who else? There's other people like Off No Pro. Crappy airbags. A lot of those people I never have to mute.
Miss PG.
Oh, Mrs. Nice. PG, dude. I last time I had Mrs. PG on my show, she was my special guest, and that was maybe a year ago.
Wow.
I'd like to have her come back on. She actually hit me up. She wants me to do an intro for her show, which I have to get it to her soon. That fucking reminds me, but. Yeah,
she always did an intro to a show. She got about 20 shows.
Yeah, I don't know. You know those cats, those Milwaukee cats, they all are always onto something different. And so she's got some new thing. I don't know.
That's because it's Milwaukee. They have nothing better else to do.
Yeah, just reinvent yourself every couple months.
But, I kid, I joke Milwaukee, so you know, we just got a rivalry.
Yeah, but Petey Green and her and Will and Wayne Ghetto and who else? Damn.
Scholar.
And all those.
Who is echoing like a motherfucker? You want to talk about echoes? Seriously, what the fuck is this?
Shadow DXS.
What a shock.
Boom.
What a shock, Vince.
Nailed him.
Yeah, do you hear an echo from me now?
Yeah.
You sound good, Hammy. No, Hammy's good. No,
check
it
one.
Shadow.
That's what
two.
I'm saying, dude. You put Shadow's bullshit on me, but here's the funny thing. Because he's not playing it through his fucking speakers, his voice doesn't come through echoed when he talks.
No, you made some adjustments to your shit. Made some adjustments to your shit because you...
I know I need to buy new shit, Vince. Come on.
I don't know what your problem is, but you always have
I'm
serious...
I'm so mad. I'm going to smash so many laptops, Vince.
It's fine now, though. It sounds loud and clear now. We're going to... Jesus, we have 15
no,
minutes.
No, don't go to music. That's not what overtime's for.
No, I was going to turn the show off and get the fuck
Why?
Out.
Why?
Oh, don't do that.
We got 15 minutes left. What needs to be said?
Where do you need to go, Vince?
I need
it's
to take horrible. I need to fap and pass out, go to bed.
Okay.
I only have one request, Vince. I only have one request. At any point in prior to Christmas, if you could please play for me. Little Drummer Boy from David Bowie and Bing Crosby.
You'll have to.
Jesus
Christ. I'm not going to play. I can't play that right now. If you want to tweet
right
me that.
Now.
Tweet me
no,
that
talking,
and I'll play it on the next show.
Yeah, I mean, like,
a request,
like 10 shows or whatever just before Christmas. That's all, if you could play that one. So.
I got a request, too.
Blitz and Shadow.
Little Drummer Boy by Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah, what did you say, Vince?
Oh, I said
I want to hear some Culture Club.
Blitz is gone, and Shadow's gone. These guys are out of here. Band. we're gonna shut this stupid taco stand down.
I love you, Vince. I love you, X. I love everybody else.
Roger that.
The people you suck.
Good
night,
show, Vince. Thank you for a great show, Vince. As always, have a good night, everybody. God bless, and catch you all on the flip side.
Right on. Thank you, Hammurabi. Thank you, X. You out. Reefer, anything you'd like to say before we sign?
Yeah, I got a request.
What?
Before Christmas, play some good old Russian renditions of Jingle Bells.
Again, you're going to have to submit that via Twitter. Tweet me that, and I'll jot that down.
All right. Or after Christmas, maybe in July.
Okay, perfect.
All right, cool.
Right on, man. Thanks for coming through. Leo, anything you'd like to say before we go?
If anybody's not following me on Twitter, go fuck yourself.
Oh, what's your Twitter?
Leo Menace. Or should I say Leo _ Menace. Google me.
What, can you spell that?
Leo _MENACE.
Excellent. Sweet, dude. Thanks for coming through. That was a pleasant surprise. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Right on, man. Talk to you again soon, I hope. Don't let so much time pass.
Oh, of course. I got a lot of free time on my hands now, so.
Yeah, are you going to be doing radio shows or anything, or what's your thing?
I'll be ordering a new phone in a couple more days, so after my new phone comes, then, I'll probably be on it a lot more.
Right on, man. Well, thanks again for calling in, dude. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right. Norwalk, any final thoughts before we sign off here?
Yeah. The topic was titties, right?
Say that again?
The topic for today's show was titties.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we sort of derailed and got off the topic here in overtime. We did have some ladies participating who have large breasts, and so we did stay on topic for a good portion of the show, but we've kind of deviated. You're welcome to comment on anything that we talked about on the show or add something new. This is the floor is yours. Take it away.
I love you all.
That's it?
Yeah.
I know you're awesome, buddy.
Who's that?
All right, dude.
X-U-O.
It's just X-U out, Norwalk, and me, or Vincent the Bay, myself. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, we have lurking in the background Ma and Sicko. If you guys want to jump on and say anything really quick before we sign off, press 1. If not, we're just going to shut it down. Shit, what are we going to play? I ran out of titty songs. There's no more titty songs. Hang on, let me play some Finding... Norwalk. Actually, Norwalk, what kind of music do you like?
About anything.
You love anything. Are you able to see your like, what's in your iTunes? What are you listening to the most these days? Like, what kind of music?
I don't use iTunes.
Oh, when you're online and you're listening to, when you listen to music, do you listen to music? I guess I should ask that first.
Like I usually just go on Spotify on the top list and just listen to songs there and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But I know this one song. It's called My Boobs Are Okay.
I'm sorry. Could you say that a little bit slower?
My Boobs Are Okay, like okay, okay.
Oh, that would be a great. That would be a great song for the show. You should tweet that to me.
Yeah, I will.
And I'll play that next week on the show.
Yep.
That'd be awesome, man. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Have a good night, Vince.
All right, X you out. Thank you very much, Norwalk. Thank you. And
have a good night.
Yes, absolutely. That's gonna do it, kids. Thanks for coming out. I'm Vincent the Bay. It was a pleasuring you, as per usual. We had somebody wanted Russian music. Was that right?
Yeah, someone mentioned something like Jingle Bells or something in Russian.
Oh, correct. I totally have that. You ever heard of a band called Gogol Bordello?
No.
Negative.
Okay. I've featured them. I've played them on my show a lot. But anyways, they have an album with a song that's entitled Think Locally, Fuck Globally. they have some Russian members. They have a Ukrainian lead singer who's like fucking a cross between Iggy Pop and Raleigh Fingers. He's fucking insane. They're hilarious. And here's the track, Peace Out.
That's all what I'll ask. Think law, college. And follow my best. Fuck law, bodily. We'll be right back.
thank you very nice.